From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Worry much about asteroid impacts? No. Well, maybe it's time you started. In 1908, a rock exploded over Siberia with the force of 700 Hiroshima bombs. It flattened forests, scared the reindeer. In 2029, an asteroid five times bigger will swing about 18,000 miles away from Earth. No problem there. But when it comes back in 2036, odds are about 1 in 10,000 it'll smack us. Its name, Apophis, sounds like apocalypse. That's reassuring. Sure, probability. Probability-wise, the risk is small, like it was with the dinosaurs who, P.S., are dead. Okay, you say, let's nuke it. Exciting? Sure, but it leaves lots of dangerous pieces whizzing about, and radiation. So enter the latest idea. Fly to that ender of worlds and hover. You see, due to gravity, everything attracts. Sun and Earth, Earth and Moon, asteroids and spaceships. Astronaut Edward Liu and Stanley Love of NASA's Johnson Space Center calculate that a spacecraft, just by hovering close for a few years, will pull the asteroid a tiny bit toward it, tugging it off course and off Armageddon Avenue. Gravity, a harmless way of getting no bang for your buck. And thank goodness.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.